from KQED.
From KQED Arts, I'm Cy Musiker with The Duelist.
And I'm Eli Wirtschafter, a reporter and musician. Cy, it's December.
Yes, it is.
I'm hearing Christmas music at the Walgreens. I know some people love it, but I have to say I was taught at Jewish day school to feel very resentful of Christmas music this time
of
year.
Well, have no fear. No cliches here on The Duelist. We're not going to do Little Drummer Boy or Burl Ives. In fact, we're going to start with Kitka, something less familiar. That's the song Kubava Milka. That's Bulgarian for beautiful Milka. This is sung by the Bay Area choir Kitka. And this is an all-woman choral group. And for their Winter Songs tour, they do this every year. They travel around Northern California and they sing Slavic folk carols and Eastern Orthodox melodies. There's even some Sephardic and Yiddish tunes. So this is music for the holidays, but nothing you're familiar with.
All right. I would totally see a Kitka holiday show. They're awesome to see live. They're all dressed up in traditional Eastern European outfits. It's like watching a group of high priestesses.
And Kitka performs Winter Songs December 7th through the 21st in Santa Cruz, San Rafael, Menlo Park, Oakland, and San Francisco. A couple of dance events now. Safe House is celebrating 25 years in the career of its cutting-edge founder, Joe Landini. And it's a good time for him. Safe House has found a new home in the Tenderloin, which is becoming quite an arts outpost with Counterpulse down the street. And there's also Piano Fight there, a great bar.
Yeah, and the Safe House show will be a kind of Joe Landini, this is your life. Mm-hmm. He's collaborating with a bunch of artists he's worked with throughout his career so far. I think you'll see how he's changed as an artist, as an individual, and really how he relates to the city around him that's changing too.
Joe Landini's 5 on 25 runs December 7th through the 16th at Safe House on Eddy Street in San Francisco. Meanwhile, Sarah Bush is offering the world premiere of Homeward, and this is a dance piece about what we mean by home in a year which has been really challenging, in a year of wildfires and hurricanes and deportations. But Bush told me Homeward is not a fairy tale like the Nutcracker, no disrespect, though it's still a holiday show.
With all of the loss, with all of the struggle, with all of the politics, the holidays can also be a coming home to the love and commitment and bravery it takes to build and maintain families and relationships and a sense of home. And that is what gives us resilience through tough times and through loss.
I think after the fires in the North Bay, we're all feeling how fragile the idea of home is, how complicated it is to try to be home for the holidays. Sarah Bush's new dance piece, Homeward, premieres December 9th and runs through the 17th at the Shaul Anderson Dance Center in Berkeley, not too far from the Rock Ridge BART station. And now let's have a little music from Cuba.
That's Yissy Garcia and her band Bandancha on the song Universe.
Love it.
And Yissy is the drummer for this jazz, rock, hip-hop, fusion band. A little smooth jazz kind of quality to it as well. This band is inspired by a video she saw of pianist Herbie Hancock with a DJ. And she crowdfunded her new album, No Easy Task in Cuba, with intermittent internet connections.
Yeah, but if you think of Cuba as being culturally isolated.
No, it's not.
Listening to Yissy Garcia makes you feel like, yeah, definitely not anymore. She is part of an international jazz scene. She's part of an Afro-Caribbean scene. She's collaborated with Joshua Bell and Dave Matthews. Those two are on the same night, by the way.
And Yissy Garcia and Bandancha play Cafe Stritch in San Jose on Sunday, December 3rd, with an opening set by DJ Jeeg, also a member of Garcia's band. And then they're at Ashkenaz on Wednesday, December 6th.
Okay, now I want to take you to a rehearsal for a new play. It's science fiction, set in a world where everyone has taken a pill that stops them from aging.
You won't die weak and feeble with sagging skin and brittle bones and worn-out heart. You'll die young and beautiful as you are now, but you'll die all the same.
Stop
in whatever
it.
Form that death takes, it won't Be gentle.
That's actor Mary Ann Rogers in a rehearsal for a show called Ageless. Her character is the only person who refuses to take this anti-aging pill. So we see her character played by three different women in their 20s, 50s, and 70s, while the rest of the characters, including her mother, stay the same age.
Yeah, and Ageless is a world premiere produced by this company from San Francisco called Quantum Dragon Theater,
yes,
with its roots in both sci-fi and fantasy.
The playwright Bridget Dutta Portman lives in the Bay Area. She says Quantum Dragon Theater really gave her a chance to explore a new genre for her. This is her first play set in the future. And, you know, it's classic speculative fiction in that it's really about holding up a mirror to our own society, looking at our own aversion to death and to dying.
Yeah, and Ageless, directed by Katia Rivera, runs December 1st through the 9th at the Phoenix Theater in San Francisco. And here's a singer now who I've just discovered, though I'm probably late to this party.
I get bored, so I wanna get drunk. I know how that goes, so I ain't gonna touch it.
That's Lily Hyatt's song, Trinity Lane, from her new album. And this is very much a rock and roll album with a country twang. That's the way Hyatt says she wanted it, apparently. And she's written a bunch of terrific songs for this album about what it seems to be not giving in to self-destructive impulses, whether love or drink or depression.
Not giving in to those impulses. I don't know. I hear a lot more giving in. This album is alcohol-soaked road trip around the country. And she keeps mentioning these other musicians who have been down this road. She names Neil Young, David Bowie, and Bruce Springsteen. I feel like she's playing them on her car stereo, and she's screaming back at them.
Well, that may be. Yeah, she's screaming at the patriarchy who showed her not the right way to be a rock star.
Right. I mean, her own father is a great singer-songwriter, John Hyatt, so that might be part of it.
Lily Hyatt plays Sweetwater in Mill Valley on Monday, December 4th, and then she's at the Independent on Tuesday, both shows opening for Blitzen Trapper. Now, here's a group that should need no introduction.
Sing unto God with praise. Sing unto God a new song. Sing unto Him with praise, for He is great.
My God is great.
For He is great.
Oh, sing unto God.
Hey, so this is a holiday song I hope we can both enjoy, Eli. The Oakland Interfaith Gospel Choir concerts are a Bay Area tradition in December with a lot to say about what we love about it here. It's a choir that welcomes people of all faiths and all colors to sing songs of praise and generosity. Terrence Kelly has been running this institution for decades, and he does a great job.
I think this will feel like a triumphant homecoming concert for the choir. You know, they just got back from a tour of the Southeast U.S. that they did along with San Francisco Gay Men's Chorus. They were raising money for local groups in the South that are fighting for LGBTQ equality. And LeVar Burton is hosting this show, who my generation knows as the host of Reading Rainbow. He's the MC.
The Oakland Interfaith Gospel Choir presents their 32nd annual holiday concert at the Paramount Theater in Oakland tomorrow night. And then they do a Christmas Eve show December 24th at Slim's in San Francisco. And we have time for a couple of shout-outs. I'm going to mention that The Formula presents The Resistance, comedians Corinda Dobbins and Daya Lakshminarayanan. KQED Woman to Watch are co-hosting their comedy show, The Formula Presents The Resistance. That's tonight, along with other comics at the New Parkway Theater in Oakland, December 1st. And Eli, you got a shout out too.
Yeah, another show that caught my eye is a piece by a New York choreographer, Camille Brown, based on games played by African-American girls. So it combines clapping games, double dutch, social dancing into a really exciting looking dance piece called Black Girl Linguistic Play. That's December 8th through 10th at Zellerbach Playhouse.
Eli Warshaver, thanks so much for joining me in doing the Do List.
Oh, you're welcome.
We post details on all the shows we mentioned at kqed.org/arts. And pick up our podcast. It's posted Wednesday evenings, so you get a head start on your weekend plans. And Eli, how do we follow you on social?
You can find me on the Twitter at Radio Eli.
I'm Cy Musiker. Follow me on the Twitter at Cyrus KQED.